Kellogg's Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal with the prize in every package, invites you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
As the golden rays of a rising sun drive the shadows from the southwestern desert, a small private plane settles for a landing near a solitary, weather-beaten shack. The door to the shack opens, and Leif Colby, a grimy, bewhiskered old rogue, emerges. He shades his eyes with his hand and peers out across the field as the plane taxis in.
Morning, Dave. What in tarnation happened? You were supposed to get here last night.
Couldn't take off. Little storm up north.
Oh? How'd you go?
Perfect. Bought the place. 300 acres and a shack for $800.
That ain't what I mean. How about the bounty law? She's still on the books in that state?
Of course. Wouldn't have bought if it wasn't. Down there in the state ordinances in black and white. $35 bounty on each coyote killed.
A lot better than the miserable bounty they pays down here.
Another thing I found out. There hasn't been a coyote killed or even seen in that state in the last 35 years.
Reckon we can fix that.
Trap any whilst I was gone?
Six of the varmints. Got them penned up back of the shack. Get him in crates, and we can fly up to that place you bought in Barstow right now.
Okay, Leif, come on. Let's get to work.
You can land right on the place, can't you?
Sure. There's a nice flat meadow, about 15 or 20 acres. Plenty of room.
There they be.
Well, let's get them in the crates. We'll see how they like an airplane flight.
Tell you right now, they'll hate it. But not half as much as the farmers and stockmen up around Barstow will when they find out coyotes are back in the state after 35 years of being rid on them.
Although he doesn't know it yet, there's thrilling adventure ahead for Mark Trail.
And if you'd like to hit the adventure trail, help build up strength, help build up energy, help build up strong bones and steady nerves with that famous build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Whole wheat in its most delicious form, toasted flakes. That's Kellogg's Pep. Now, not just one bowlful of Pep. One bowlful won't give you muscles like a wrestler, but a bowl of Pep with milk and sugar day after day will give you a powerhouse of food elements. Elements to help you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves. For, marvelous multi-flavored Pep has more vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. And just one serving of Kellogg's Pep gives you a day's need of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. So feel fit for fun when you hit the adventure trail. And mark this, PEP also stands for prize in every package. And I'll tell you about those swell prizes in a little while. Till then, remember, ask your mother when she goes shopping to bring you a package of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, Kellogg's Pep.
It is late afternoon, and a small plane carrying a strange cargo skims over the rolling country of Barstow Township in the Midwest. The pilot scans the ground below, then turns to his bewhiskered companion.
Better strap in now, Leif.
Be there soon, Dave?
Yeah, just beyond that small hill ahead.
Good.
Our passengers are taking it pretty quiet.
Scared stiff. Ain't got the least notion what's happening to them.
There she is, Leif. That clearing just beyond the hill.
Hey, nice spot.
I'm going to set her down. Now you watch the animals so they don't act up. Never landed with a plane full of coyotes before.
Right. I came to them. Doggone. Always get a funny feeling in my stomach when we land.
I guess they do too, Leif.
Yeah. Shut up, you plastic vermins.
Don't understand English.
I'll give them something to understand.
Well, we're here, Leif.
Yeah. Well, let's get rid of these critters first thing. I'm sick of them.
Yeah. Okay, Leif. Hand the crates out.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Got them.
Just raise the gate, son, the crates, Dave.
Oh, no, Leif. Not in this part of the ship.
Okay. Wait till they get on the ground. Yeah, nothing to be feared of. Those varmints are more scared of you than you are of them.
Ah, you know it. But do they know it?
Well, watch. See? Well, there goes the last one of them.
Oh, you was right, Leif. They'll really hightail it away.
First thing they'll do is look for food. Shouldn't be too long before the citizens of Barstow County wake up to the fact that there's coyotes around once again.
Yeah. And then we can start collecting a $35 bounty on the ones we kill in the Southwest.
Yep. I think we better bring up another load of live ones.
Another load?
Just so's when we claim that bounty, there won't be any question about the fact that those coyotes weren't killed here in Barstow County.
Operator. Operator. This is Miller in the State Conservation Bureau. Yeah. I want to put through a long-distance call. That's right, person to person. I'm calling Lost Forest Lodge, and I want to speak to Mark Trail. I don't know. Are you sure, Mr. Miller? What about foxes? A possibility, eh? All right, I'll be glad to come down there, though I think you're mistaken about coyotes. Yes, tomorrow about noon. Right. Goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Well, Mark, where are we going?
We?
Well, sure.
Well, how do you know it's anything you'd be interested in?
Well, golly, Mark, that was Mr. Miller of the Conservation Bureau, and I'm interested in anything the Bureau wants done.
So am I.
Well, you said something about coyotes. Now, look, Mark, you're not going to make me stay here, are you? I can come with you, can't I?
Oh, I suppose so, Scotty. It's more trouble to argue you into staying than it is to let you come along.
Ah, thanks, Mark.
Now, you better whistle up Andy. I want to bring him along, too.
And then we're going hunting?
Yep.
For coyotes?
Mr. Miller thinks so.
Oh, don't you?
I might, but for one fact.
What?
Barstow County, the place we're supposed to hunt for them, hasn't reported a coyote in over 35 years. No, Scotty, if there are coyotes there, I'm interested in much more than hunting them. I'm interested in finding out why, after 35 years, they suddenly reappear in a spot that had gotten rid of them.
Okay, Leif, hand down that last crate.
Here you are, Dave.
Right. Oh. Well, six more coyotes. That makes an even dozen.
Just about enough for our purpose. We leg it down there and release them. I've been starving them for a couple of days. They're hungry and mean.
Well, I'll do it this time, since the last time proved they won't turn on a man.
Okay, Dave. Just one more to go.
I'll give him his freedom right now.
What the?
Hey, quick! Up here in the plane! Run, you fool, run!
Yeah.
Give me a hand.
Yeah. Oh, what's the matter with that? Well, look. He just ran past the plane. He's heading straight into the woods on that side.
I see. You got a piece of your pants leg.
Didn't touch me, though. I thought you said coyotes would never turn on a man.
They won't. Last time they're real hungry. You can thank your stars that animal didn't bite you.
Don't I know it. I'd have been laid up for a week, maybe.
More than that, a bit. Well, anyway, a critter like that, that'll attack a man, will leave plenty of signs of coyote in Barstow County. We'll be bringing pelts in for the bounty in less than a week.
Golly, Mark, you mean they pay for killing coyotes here in Barstow?
They do in a lot of places, Scotty.
It doesn't seem right, killing an animal for pay. See, even Andy agrees with me.
Oh, I think Andy's just enjoying the drive out to meet Mr. Miller, not agreeing with you. Hey, you hear that? Now he's agreeing with me.
Yeah, but is it right, Mark, this paying a bounty?
Oh, of course it is, Scotty.
But
you see, there are some animals that are pests in certain areas. More than that, they're a threat to the food supply of man.
I can understand that.
The first law of nature is that you must eat to live. Animals know this by instinct and protect their food supplies accordingly. Man does the same thing, Scotty. Only having reasoning power, he uses more efficient methods to do it.
Well, what's that got to do with coyotes?
Well, in this part of the country, coyotes are a great menace and threat because of the livestock and the poultry that's raised here. That's why they pay a high bounty to get rid of them. Now, in other parts of the country, like the Southwest, for instance, there's little or no bounty for them because they're not a danger.
Well, I get it now. My counselor in summer camp told me something about it. It's sort of like helping nature maintain a balance, isn't
That's
it?
Right, Scotty. And when that balance is upset, terrible things can happen.
For instance, Mark?
Take a look at that signpost we're coming to first, Scotty. I don't want to take the wrong fork and miss Mr. Miller.
The Harmony Road to the left.
Ah, then we'll take it. Said the farm we were to meet him at was on this road about a mile from the fork.
Mark, what about that balance of nature being upset?
Oh, yes, yes, Scotty. Well, there was a classic case of that several years ago.
Where was that?
On a South Sea island. Just a small atoll about 2 square miles.
Well, what happened there?
Well, somehow or other, a colony of jackrabbits were landed on the shore of the island. And in about a year and a half, they had multiplied so rapidly, there wasn't enough food for them.
Well, what happened?
They starved to death.
Oh, Mark.
No, no, it's true. A ship landed there. The island was literally stripped bare of every piece of foliage. And there were thousands of rabbits, all dead. All starved.
Holy gosh, well...
There's some other time, Scotty. I think that's Mr. Miller up there in the road ahead.
Oh, yes, that's him, Mark.
Hello, Mark. Thought I recognized your car.
Hi, Mr. Miller.
Ah, oh, you're looking well, Scotty.
Thanks, Mr. Miller.
You too, Andy boy. Sorry I couldn't meet you back at the office, Mark.
No, don't be. I never like to meet in offices anyway.
That's just as well you came out here. This farm has been visited by what I say are coyotes, and you say aren't.
Now, wait a minute. I just said I didn't think there were any around here.
Well, you better come out by the barns and coops and then give me your opinion.
Pleasure, Mr. Miller. You lead the way.
Here, Mark. Take a look at this fence pole where the animal slashed a piece out of it.
Uh-huh. Definitely not a fox. Tooth marks are too big.
Mm-hmm. And that dead sheep and the pig. Too big for a fox to take on.
Looks like you're right, Mr. Miller. Offhand, I'd agree with you that it was a coyote.
Well, it means a lot of trouble, and the state's going to have to pay out a lot of bounty money.
Depends on how many of them there are.
Well, there have been reports in the paper of dozens of farms that have been visited like this.
Well, I guess the only thing to do then is organize a hunt. Now I'll get things.
Mark!
Yes, Scotty?
Andy and I have found a trail in the brush. Blood stains on leaves, chicken feathers, and bits of yellow fur.
Oh, good going, Scotty. Where?
They follow me. I'll show you.
They're coming.
Hey, not so fast, Mark. I've been behind a desk for too long.
Okay, Mr. Miller. I guess neither one of us has the energy of a boy like Scotty.
Mark, over here by the trail in the brush.
We'll be right there, Scotty.
Mark, look. At the edge of that stand of brush.
Why, it's a coyote.
Yeah, mean and hungry looking. Mark, he's heading for Scotty.
Scotty, watch out!
Mark, help!
As Mark rushes to Scotty's aid, the coyote is already attacking, his fangs bared in hunger and fury. In a moment, we'll continue. So stand by. Minus a gun, Mark must rely on every bit of his strength.
And there'll come a time when you'll have to use all your strength. Maybe it'll happen at camp. Maybe a tug-of-war team from your camp will be pulling against a visiting team in a real tug-of-war. Ah, your team's slipping a little. Yeah, the other team is pulling you inch by inch toward that big white line. And your camp has been making Kellogg's Pep a main part of the breakfast every morning. Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, ready to eat, fun to eat. Wonderful with milk and sugar. Well, you dig in your heels. Now's the time to show the full benefit of that daily dish of pep, the powerhouse of food elements that helped you build up strength, energy, strong bones, and steady nerves, so you'd feel fit for fun. Fun like... Wait, the other team staggers. Then they stumble, slip, and slide as you and your friends drag them over the line and win a hard-fought victory. Yes, it sure pays to eat Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, every single day. Pays to remember, too, that P-E-P also stands for prize in every package. I'll soon tell you all about those terrific prizes. Meantime, if you want to really feel fit for fun, you want Kellogg's Pep.
Mark has been asked by Mr. Miller of the State Conservation Bureau to investigate the sudden appearance of coyotes in Barstow County after the county has been 35 years without the report of a single one. Starting his investigation at a farm that has had its livestock slaughtered by the mysterious marauders, Mark sets out on the trail of the killers with Scotty in the lead. Suddenly, a coyote, snarling and hungry, appears. Before Mark or Mr. Miller can warn Scotty, the coyote is upon him. And then...
Keep up, Scotty! I'm coming!
Mark, you're not going to take that coyote bare-handed.
No time to hunt for a gun now. I've got a class knife.
Look, Andy's gun there before you. Now the coyote is attacking Andy.
The coyote must be awfully hungry to attack a St. Bernard.
Mark, look out!
Get away, Scotty! I'm going to use my knife!
Well, that's the end of the coyote.
Mark, look at Andy.
Andy!
There's blood on his coat.
Blood?
He's bleeding badly.
Mr. Miller.
Yes, Mark.
Get your car. We've a fast trip ahead to a vet.
Mark, how's Andy?
Oh, still in the vet's office with Scotty. The bleeding stopped, but the vet's checking for broken bones.
Mark, I'm sorry I got you into this.
No, don't be silly. We're all doing a job. Accidents happen. One thing at least, there's no question about coyotes being back in Barstow County now.
Yeah, they sure are. I've just come from the Conservation Bureau office. They paid out $700 in bounties to two men for 20 coyote pelts.
20?
Yep. Looks like the Conservation Bureau's got a lot of trouble ahead.
But 20 pelts?
Brother, those two men must be good hunters.
They're professionals. They'd been hunting coyote in the southwest when they read about them appearing up here.
Oh, so they changed locations, eh?
Yeah, they hunt by plane. Scare up the animals with the engine roar and then shoot them from the air. That's how they can make such a good bag.
I wonder.
What?
Miller, those 20 coyote pelts bother me. Can I have a look at them?
What for, Mark?
A little over a week ago, there wasn't a single coyote reported in this area. And then suddenly, 20 pelts are turned in for the bounty. I think that bears a lot of looking into.
Ah, there they are, Mark. I've been keeping them in cold storage until we can dispose of them.
All right. Now, let's see.
Ugly devils, aren't they? Looks something like jackals.
Yeah.
What are you looking at the paws for?
I'm not sure yet. No.
What is it?
Right here. Take a look at the toenails of this animal.
Yeah?
Let me have your jackknife. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Now look.
Dirt, but...
No. Not dirt. Not dried mud. But sand.
Sand?
Uh-huh.
I see.
And look here. And the fur at the nape of the animal's neck. Cactus needles.
Cactus needles?
That's right. And you have no cactus plants in this section of the country.
Oh, I see what you're driving at, Mark. The two men who turned these animals in killed them in the southwest and then brought them here to claim the bounty.
Right. You pay $35 a pelt, don't you?
Yes, and in the southwest they'd only get $5 or $10 a pelt. It's a clear case of fraud, Mark. I'll have them arrested at once.
No. Don't do that, Miller.
Yeah, but...
This is more than just fraud. Now, tell me, would your office have paid the bounty If there hadn't been all this talk and the traces of Coyote in Barstow County...
Why, what do you mean?
If these two men... what are their names?
Leif Colby and Dave Benton.
Right. Now, if they just walked in out of the blue with 20 pelts, would they have been paid?
Of course not. They would have... Wait a minute.
Now, get my point, Mr. Miller?
You mean they brought up live Coyote to this area just so they could get a higher bounty on the ones they killed in the Southwest?
It would explain the sudden appearance of the animal in these parts.
Yes, but what I... Andy!
He's all right, Mark. The vet let him go.
Oh, Andy, Andy, boy, why, that's wonderful news. Hey, you know, Mark, if your theory's true... The coyote that attacked Scotty and Andy is one of the pack Colby and Benton brought in.
I know. And I think we can set a trap for them. A trap that will make them admit their guilt.
A trap? Have you got a plan, Mark?
Yes. I'm going to be the bait. And if they take it, Andy here, with Scotty's help, is going to be the jaws of the trap that snaps on them. Fellow.
Hey?
Nice plane you got there.
Look, mister, this is private property.
Yes, a real fine machine. Looks like you take good care of it, too.
Listen, buddy, I don't know where you come from, but take my advice and go back there.
Oh. Not very friendly, are you?
I don't want to be friendly.
Well, that's too bad. I thought maybe you and me could be real good friends. Partners.
What are you talking about? I never saw you before in my life. I don't know you.
I know you, but I'm not sure of the name. Is it Dave or Lee?
What are you driving at, fella?
I just came from the Conservation Bureau warehouse.
So?
Saw the 20 coyote pelts you turned in, Lee?
Dave.
Oh.
Well, what about it?
Oh, they're fools in the Bureau. Can't tell nothing about animals. I can.
Like what?
Those coyotes. They were killed in desert country. The Southwest, I'd guess.
Guessing can be awful unhealthy.
Also, profitable.
Yeah?
I'm no one to interfere with a man's livelihood if, I can make something out of it.
You trying to cut yourself in?
Uh-uh. Not trying, I'm doing it. Or I go to the Conservation Bureau with what I know.
I see.
Well?
I'd have to talk to my partner, Leif.
Let's both talk.
You won't have to go first. Here I be.
Leif.
Well, old-timer, aren't you? That why you walk around with a gun in your hand?
Change the reason at all. You see, I know who you are, Mr. Trail.
Oh.
Trail?
That's right, Dave. He's one of the best outdoorsmen in the country. I've seen his picture many times in the magazine. A real do-gooder he is.
A cop?
Well, not exactly. But he'd turn us over to the game authorities, all right. Wouldn't you, Mr. Trail?
The word isn't would, it's will. Because that's what I'm going to do, turn you over to the state troopers.
Well, if you do, I'll tell you one thing.
Yes?
It'll be the first time a corpse ever turned anyone over to the state troopers. Because that's what you're going to be in just about 5 seconds. A corpse.
As Leif cocks the gun, Mark gets ready to spring the trap. We'll soon learn what it is, so keep listening.
Well, here it is. Here's the whole story about that prize and every package of Kellogg's Pep. You know what the prize is? A statuette. Yeah, that's right, a little statue. Maybe a handsome cowboy, a colorful Indian, a football, baseball, or basketball player. Animals, too. Your box of Pep may contain any one of 18 different statuettes. Trade them with your friends. Collect them till you have a complete set. Each statuette has its own pedestal, so you can stand them up in toy villages, move them around in games, let them be passengers on toy trucks and trains. And remember, you don't have to send in a box top, wait for your prize, or pay a single penny extra. Just look inside your box of Kellogg's Pep and find your bright, colorful statuette wrapped in its own cellophane envelope. Best part of all is that Pep is so super delicious, so marvelous, so multi-flavored. Yes, sir, you'll certainly enjoy Pep, every crisp, toasted flake of it. So tell Mother to pick the package with P-E-P on the front. P-E-P for prize in every package.
P-E-P for Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. That's Kellogg's Pep.
Leif Colby and Dave Benton, two professional bounty hunters, have been trying to cheat the county of Barstow by claiming a bounty for coyotes that they killed hundreds of miles away in the southwest and flew into the county by plane. To support their bounty claims, they also released a dozen live coyotes in the area. Mark uncovered their scheme and set a trap for them. But the trap seems to have backfired. For right now, Mark is staring into a gun barrel with Leif Colby at the other end, his finger on the trigger.
All right, Trail. You got any prayers to say? Say them.
Don't think I have to yet. But I do want to tell you something for your own good.
Spill it fast, whatever it is.
One of your coyotes bit my dog, Andy.
So what?
Andy followed me up here. Oh, do you mind if I light my pipe?
Why not? Now go on with your fairy tale.
No fairy tale. You hear him?
What?
Leif, look. A frothing dog is mad.
I'll get him.
Oh, no, you won't.
That dog, he's coming. No.
You hearing this, Leif?
I'm bitten.
Mark, are you...
I'm all right, Scotty.
Old Whiskers on the ground looks like he's out cold.
Look, don't stand around. I'm bitten. Get me a doctor. That dog's mad.
Don't be silly. There ain't been a case of rabies in this county for 50 years.
Yeah, but Trail said one of the coyotes we brought up bit the dog. Maybe the coyote was sick.
That's what we wanted to hear, Dave. Wipe the froth from Andy's mouth, Scotty. Right.
What?
This was all a trap. To get you to admit you brought those coyotes up here. Miller, you're a witness.
Yeah. Enough of a witness to get these bums arrested at once.
Then the dog ain't mad?
Nope. When Mark lit his pipe, that was the signal to release Andy with the froth around his mouth.
Dave, Andy isn't mad. But you and your partner Leif are the mad ones. To think you could get away with a scheme like this. Now, you're going to tell us just how many coyotes you released. And when they've been captured and destroyed, you two will be turned over to the troopers in jail. And you can bet one thing. They won't release you. Hey, Scotty. Got a wire from Cherry. Listen to this. Hurry home and meet the new star.
New star? Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Search me. I can't figure it out.
Mark's bewilderment would change to immediate concern if he knew that even now Cherry Davis has innocently walked into a trap. A trap that means jail for her and the destruction of Lost Forest. Tune in same time, same station on Wednesday and find out what happens to Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
Remember to tune in then Wednesday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and Sunday. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper is Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Palmer Thompson, directed by Drex Hines. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. We'll be right back.